Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one today comes from Dudley, who says, how do I choose outfits I could easily mix and match and not feel as though I'm wearing the same thing over and over again? So this is where there's a few things to think about. Firstly, are you buying basically the same garment over and over again? Like, it's just in different colours. Because if you tend to do this, this can be one of the reasons why we feel we're wearing the same thing over and over again. Because basically the kind of all the clothes are exactly the same. We've kind of come down to a formula that's so narrow that you're really bored. And so I'm very, very wary about, you know, buying clothes that are the same as ones that I already own. Because even if it is in a different color, good chance you'll just feel like you're wearing the same thing all the time. So that is something to consider. Firstly, is that the problem? Is it that you've bought too many clothes that are basically the same thing? Then it's thinking about, well, how do I add variety while still, you know, putting outfits together that work for me? And this is where things like accessories can make a big difference, whether it's necklaces, scarves, you know, berets, hats, you know, different sorts of shoes, all that sort of stuff. That can also make you feel like an outfit feels more different than it may be. And then, of course, it's what kind of like third piece. So do you have, you know, different sorts of jackets or cardigans, or are you basically wearing the same sort of thing all the time? So this is where it's, how are you putting your outfits together? And then, you know, what are you doing? And is everything in solids? Maybe you need some patterns and some solids. Because if everything feels the same, the outfits will feel the same. Versus maybe if you've got a more, you know, varied lot of clothing, it can feel that you're putting things together in more different ways. And then it's, are you always wearing, you know, jeans and a top? Could you substitute jeans for a skirt sometimes? Could you wear a dress sometimes? Because it's also those sorts of things as well. So I would think about like having a look at what are you doing. Maybe start taking a photograph of your outfit every day for a few weeks, and then notice what is the pattern that you're in, and then look at your wardrobe and see, are there any other options, or are you really stuck, and have you kind of limited down those options to be too small, and then go, well, what else could I wear? What are my other options? And if you're not really sure, like in my body shape Bible, for each body shape, there's a skirt and a top, there's a jeans and a top, and there's also a dress kind of option. So to give you some more examples, and then you're just looking for certain features. We don't have to wear exactly the same thing all the time. There just may be certain features that, you know, work with your body and harmonize with it that other things don't work so well. So it's looking for those things, but it doesn't mean everything has to be the same. And that's where we can get really stuck, is when we just kind of limit ourselves too much. Next question comes from Donna, who says, how do you find great clothes without spending a fortune or buying cheap and unethically created, so no cheap and abused labor in poor countries, garments? So the first thing is to educate yourself about where, you know, who are the better manufacturers and the better retailers. And there are lists that come out every year. So I know Oxfam does a, what they call a naughty and nice list every year. They certainly do one in Australia. I would assume they do one in the UK. And they list out, they look at all the kind of major players in the market, and they look at how transparent they are and what their factories are like and all those sorts of things, so that you can, you know, choose to buy from the ones who treat their people really well versus the ones who don't. So that could be the first thing to do. There's also, you know, plenty of websites these days that do actually list all sorts of things about the kind of how, you know, kind of ethically produced your clothes might be, to how sustainable the fashion is and where the stuff comes from and how it's produced and all that sort of stuff. So I would recommend going online and doing some research and finding out who are the places that meet your set of criteria, your ethical criteria, versus who are the places you want to avoid completely. So that would be the first thing. And then also, Also consider things like thrifting. So thrift shops are often full of hardly worn garments because people bought them and never really wore them and end up giving them away. You can, like, so buying secondhand is really quite ethical because the stuff is not going into landfill, and it means that you can give stuff a second life. And of course, there's always, you know, making your own as well. But I always think, remember when we're buying things, it's that recruitment phase, bringing the clothes into your wardrobe phase, that we want to be very conscious and make good decisions rather than having the things in there that we don't really love or wear or don't necessarily meet our ethical needs. So I'd say part of it is do a bit of research before you go shopping. There's so many resources these days out there to give you that information you need. And then, you know, make the decision about what it is. There's plenty of great, you know, factory outlets if you don't want to spend too much, you know, secondhand on places like eBay or even, you know, Facebook Marketplace. There's also all the thrift stores, there's consignment stores, all those sorts of places you can find amazing pieces, good quality pieces at without spending a fortune. And of course, knowing where you want to go. And sometimes it's, you know, can be waiting till something goes on sale if you have a, you know, favorite retailer that is out of your budget, but usually there is a sale at some stage or other. Last question today comes from Nicola, who says, after having had two children, my body shape has changed and I struggle to fit my style into this new body. And this is really common. What can happen, particularly when we have children, is because of the relaxin hormone that you get when you're pregnant, which kind of loosens all the ligaments and everything between the bones, things can spread. So, you know, it's very normal. And often we find that after having kids, we might have had more of a waist before we had children. And then after having children, that waist has disappeared a bit. And this is because your rib cage has been spread to, you know, house that baby as you were growing it. And that doesn't necessarily shrink back to what it was. And so therefore losing waist and things like that can be really hard. So this is where you want to reassess your body shape. So rather than trying to fit your current body into clothes that used to suit your shape, now it's time to reassess your shape and see if you have changed shape. And if so, learn what works for the body you have today and actually start finding the things that flatter that shape. There are clothes that flatter every single shape out there. It's just a matter of kind of getting that style education and understanding what it is that does work. So do get that education. I've got like the body shape calculator quiz, which is free on the blog. And I've also got my 7 Steps to Style program where you get a body shape analysis as part of that with me. So if you want, like, you know, the really in-depth, you know, style education, that's what my 7 Steps to Style is for. But of course, the blog has got thousands of blog posts and resources to help you find out more about your style if that's the way you need to go. So I would say start with those basics, figure out what's working for the new body. This is where experimentation comes in. Quite often people say, I'm not really sure. And I often go, well, try the recommendations from the two that you're looking at and see which one is more flattering. Take some photos, see which is more flattering to you. Because sometimes, you know, what has worked in the past no longer works because our bodies change with age and, you know, things like from menopause to having kids and all those sorts of things can make changes to our body. So it's learning to accept and love the body you have today, the one that's getting you around, that's keeping you alive. And it's allowing you to do all the things that you do. So thank you for watching. I really appreciate your time and also your questions. And I look forward to chatting to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.